umatzi okra, and she could be ikerit. So Rashi, shlei tetzricha get lebiyosoi. The amr beisilum amamenes biyovam duni the baal. That's zicha beisilu dalocha. That Luisu the yovam makes beer with her, makes the yibum. She has a right to be ikerit that kedushin. So kashrus, why? How could you be ikerit the yibum? The yovam could do it by korcha. So if she could be ikerit that, why can't she be ikerit the zika? Zika is also, it's not worse than bia. So what's the difference between bia and stam zika? So more stuff like this. Ela bia omaimar to the hook of the motzokra. Something that the oven is doing now, what he does, she could take away. Because he's alive, so she could take it away. If the oven made maimar with her, she could be ikerit. She could make me and she's a katana. If the oven made bia with her, true it's parkocha, but the oven is making this kinya now. So therefore she could be oikah, she could take it away with a maimer. Ma'ashenken zika, that's when a husband dies. That she can't marry anybody else. But she's called a shemeres yovam. She's zoka to the yovam, the rachmanu rom yolah. Again here, slav davka the raisa, because the kedushin was only with the rabbonin. But it means in a real kedushin, that's the Torah put to din zika. Not because the yovam does anything, but just the fact that the husband died without children, automatically the Torah makes a din zika to the brother. So that lemotzi yokra, that she can't uproot. So therefore, when a husband dies, lemaisa she's called the shemeres yovam now, and she can't get rid of him. The only way is if he makes chalitza. But her yibum, her miyan, does not help the freer. Her miyan cannot take away the zika, because the zika is chal bar korcho, that she can't take away. And the Gemara says, Ula Amar Ula says, Mimamenes Aflitikosoi. You should know when she makes Mia now, she can even take off the Zika also. Because that's what Basilu says, Mia helps by the Yovim means completely. Even after her husband died, and now she's Zokuk Liyubim to the Yovim, the brother is alive, she still could say goodbye, and there's no more Zika. So my time, what's the reason why I, Lechura, how could she make Mia on the Zika? It's Bar Korcho. So there it says, Nesuye Kamoi Kokro. Why does she take off now the first Nesuyan, that she was first married to her first husband? Because even though her husband died already, but the Yisayda of Mian is Yuaykut Lamafreya, all the way back from the beginning. So therefore, now she says goodbye like to her first husband. So it's like she was never married to him. So therefore, there's no Zika. So therefore, now, even though her husband died, but the brother has no mitzvah to Miyabim, because it's like she's not married to him.
Okay, she can do that after Yibum.
Anachanami, according to him, right? So that we said before, even the first man in the Yomim says she could do it later. Because after Yibum, he did something, so she could take off what he did. The question is, before he makes Yibum, there's Zika, that's like Midi Rice's Zika. How could she take off the Zika that's not something he did that happens by Korcho? So there it is now, Zika works that she takes off the Kedushin of Afreya. It was like she was never married to her first husband. So therefore there's no Zika. That's what Yula learns. Say Sve Rav Lula. Rav has a Kasha Tula. We had in our first Mishnah, Kol Sheyecholu Lemoin. For Loi Miyano, is Sarasa Choyletes Loi Mesiyabemis. In a case where the first Mishnah was, there were 15 Noshim that were Tsaras Erva. In the case, let's say your brother was married to your daughter, and he had another wife, and then your brother died. So the lacha is, just like in Nalar Bimiyabin, your own daughter, who adin, there's no mitzvah on the tzara. Now let's say your daughter was only married to Midrabonin. It was only Kedushim Midrabonin. So then the Mishnah says, that Kol Shechol Lemoyin, anytime the Kedushim was only Midrabonin, that she could say goodbye to him, for Loi Miyano, and she did not say goodbye to her first husband, the lacha is Sarasa, the second wife, Chaletzis Loi Mesiyabemis. There is a din Chalitza, but not Mesiyabemis. In other words, it's not called a Tsaras Erva Midiraisa, because she's only married with the Rabbanim. So Midiraisa, the Katana, is not married to your brother. So Midiraisa, your brother, is only married one wife. So therefore, that wife is not an Erva to you, there's a Mitzvah Yibum. I'm Midirabbanim, your brother was married to your daughter. So therefore, Midrabbanan, she's called Erva. So Midrabbanan, you can't make Yibum. Therefore, the Lech Reis Chaletz is Loi Mesiyabemis. So the question is, V'yamai, why do you have to make Chalitza altogether? Timoyin Hashta. Why don't we tell her to make Mia now? Let this katana now, like, make a bite to a first husband. Fitiak rinala nasuri kamoi, and like this should be oikar, the first kedushin. So she, like your daughter, was never married to your brother. If so, the other wife of your brother, there's a mitzvah yibum midiraisa, fitisyabim tsarasa, and there should be a mitzvah yibum. In other words, midiraisa, we're talking about your brother married the lady. Midirabonin, your brother also married your daughter. Now when your brother dies, so you're not allowed to be miyabim, the other wife, because since he married your daughter, midirabonin, so therefore midirabonin, she's called the tsaraserva. But if there's a yisoid that she could be mamayin and say goodbye to her first kedushin with her first husband, so she's not called a yibum at all, so therefore who falls to yibum? Only the other wife. That's not an erva. So why does the first mishnah say there's no way to make yibum? It's only chalitza. If Mian helps right now, even after her husband dies, let's teach her to make yibum, and then there'll be a mitzvah yibum.
Yeah, turn over.
Yeah. Sumer says, Tsaras erva shani. Ataya tsaras erva is different. Titoni Rami by Yecheskel. Rami by Yecheskel learns like this, that miyano bebal. Let's say an isha, a katana that's married, says goodbye to husband. Muteres liyovis. You should know she's now allowed to get married to the father. Because it's not told that she was ever married to the son. Therefore, she's allowed to marry the father. Muteres liyovis. Because like I was saying, when she makes miyun, she's married, she says goodbye to him, it's like she was never married to him. So therefore, she's allowed to marry his father. So she's not called the daughter-in-law, so therefore, she's allowed to marry his father, the first husband's father. What about the yovan? Let's say she makes yibum to the yovan, then asur liyoviv. She's also to the yovan's father. To the yovan's father, there's no way. Why not? Look, we're going now, miyun helps by yovan. So even if, let's say, the Yavam makes Yibum, then she says goodbye to him, she cannot marry his father. Because it's always called, like she was married to the son, she's nogeh to the father, she's called his daughter-in-law. Why? Alma, what do we see? That Peshas Nefila, that since when her husband died, so there was a mitzvah Yibum, she now fell to the brother, is Nirus Kekalosai, so nogeh to the brother's father, that father can never marry her later. Because since when her husband died, she fell to Yibum, to the brother, which is now this father's son, it looks like she was his daughter-in-law. The Shash Yibum. So once there was a matzav of Yibum, like she's falling to his son, even though now she makes miyum, and she's like the Kedushin of Afreya, but since the Shash Yibum, it looked like she was married to him, so it looked like she's your daughter-in-law, you're not allowed to marry her. It's Ochinami, the same thing the first Mishnah. That Peshas Mephila, what happened here? Your brother was married to your daughter and to another lady. And to your daughter was only Kedusha Midrabanan. So now, even if she's going to make Miyan, your daughter is going to make Miyan to her first husband, still nearest. For about when her first husband died, when your brother died, it was nearest Kitsaras Vitae. At the time when your brother died, Lamaisa, your brother was married to your daughter and to another lady. At that time, the other lady looked like she was an erva to you. She's a tsaras erva. Since at that time your brother was married to your daughter, so the other wife is pata from yibum. Because at that time she looks like she's a tsara of the bitoy. So even though now your daughter would make me and with your brother to make it as if she was never married to your brother, still you're not allowed to be miyabim, your other brother's wife. Because since Peshas Nefila, it looked like she was, like your daughter was married to your brother, so therefore the other wife looks like a tsaras erva. Since it looks like a tsaras erva for 1 second, you can't be matzav anymore. Then even though she makes the miyun later, and miyun really helps to be oikar the kedushin of Afreya, but since at that time she looked like a tsaras erva, there's no way to get out of it. She remains asa. Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Miyun abuzit. Let's say when her husband died, so she has now 4 brothers that are alive. So the zikr is to all 4 brothers. Let's say she makes miyun to 1 brother. She says, no, I don't want to be miyad miyu. Is asur al azir. She's also to him. Mi didi heve abalas aget. The same way abalas aget. The what? Balas a get in a case where one yavam gives her a get. Lav kivun yisusolo lechad yisusolo lekula. Once she receives a get from one brother, she automatically becomes also to all the brothers. See also, mina b'zeh asur l'zeh means that once she made mian to one yavam, she like took off the zika, like she has no zika to one yavam. It's like she took off the zika from all the brothers. So neither of the brothers now can make yibum with her. About she made miyun, she said goodbye to one of them, it helps all four of them. Here also, since she made miyun to one, it's automatically, she's away from all of them. Shmuel Amar no. Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar, miyun no bozeh, muteris lazeh. Again, her first husband died, so she falls out to the brothers. There are four brothers. If she makes miyun to one brother, she's only saying goodbye to him, that's all. But to negate to the other brothers, we could still consider the Zika, and the other brothers could be Miyabma. For Leidami la Balas Aget, it's not Daima to where one of the brothers give her a get. Balas Aget, who the covid bo? By the get, who gave her a get? One of the brothers. So when one of the brothers give her a get, that's considered like it's a Midrabonis, like a Chlitza was done, that it takes away the Zika from the whole family. Neither of the brothers can make Yibum. But Hoch over here, he called the bay. He or she is the one that's making the mian. The Omer, what does she say? Larina b'cho, v'letzirina l'cho, b'chu de larina, ho b'chaver terina. She's like saying, with you I don't like. You I don't want to stay married to. Hey, larina b'cho v'letzirina l'cho. I don't like you, I don't want to marry you. She only means to that one brother she doesn't like, she doesn't want to be with. But with the other ones, it could be she likes the other ones. So negate to the other brothers, her saying no means nothing. She only said no to one brother. Because to her, to him, she doesn't like. But to the other brothers, she like. So therefore, the Zikr is still here, negate to the other brothers. Ravasi Yomar, Mia na bozeh, muteris afiluloi. No, if she makes mian only to one brother, that means nothing. And she's even muter to him. Why not? So l'chura leima, k'rab yeshia sviulei. The Churabasi holds like a Baishia. The Yoman that says what? That her mian helps nothing for the Zika. In the case when a husband dies, and now she falls Zika to the other brothers, she can't be Mamayan, she can't take that away, because that comes by Korcha. That was a Baishia Svara. So maybe that's the Svara in Rabasi now. That even though she made mian to one brother, her mian means nothing. She can still make Yibum with even with him. So Mar says, maybe no. Maybe the Chad Yavam Achinami de Motzah Zokra. Maybe if there only be one brother alive, so for sure the Zika is to him, maybe then she could be Eika. Maybe Mian does help. Not like Rabbi Shia. But Hocha Vishnei Yavam and Askinen. Here we're talking about there are two brothers alive. They Mian Lachati Zika. That was the Svara. That she only said goodbye to one brother is not the whole Zika. She is Zokra to the two brothers. It's like both brothers have Kedushin in her. So she says goodbye to half, it means nothing. Mian means I say goodbye to the whole thing. So since she only said goodbye to one brother, that's not chal b'chlal. So therefore such a mian means nothing, that's why she still mutter to him. But in the case where there's only one brother, that's the whole zika. And she makes mian to him, maybe that's called a good mian. Mor says, ki yosi rovin am Rav Yechanan. Mian na bozeh muteres liyachin. If she makes mian with one, she still mutter to the other brothers. But they did not agree to him. That's what Kiyos Ravan, when Ravan came, Rabbi Yochanan told this over, and they didn't agree to him. So Mar says, Man lehoideloi, who did not agree to Rabbi Yochanan? Om Rabbaya Rav. Rabbi says it was Rav. We had before, Rav doesn't agree. Rav Ram Rabbi Shia. Rav says, no, Rabbi Shia doesn't agree. Because Rabbi Shia owes the mean, doesn't help at all. V'yam Rilo, and some says Rabasi. It's all these man yom we just said, that the mean to one does not help. All these argue on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, Mian abozeh muteres liyachin. That even though she makes mian to one, mashma the mian only helps to that one brother, but to the other brother she mutter. So that's not like Rabasi, and not like Rav, and not like Abishia. Right. Beisham ha'yomer b'fonav. Beisham says, mian has to leave a dafka in front of the husband. Not in front of the husband doesn't help. And Beis Hillel said, even not in front of him. Was Tanya. Omru len Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Toloi Pishon Agomel. There was a story once with Pishon Agomel. Miyano Ishtoi, slave of one of this person, Pishon, used to take care of the Gomel. He used to ride camels. Or he used to be a leader. He used to ride camels, give people rides. That was his job. So his wife made me in with him, slave of one of. So how does that work out good according to you, Beshamai? So Amru Lem Beshamai, Shamai answered back, Lameh Hillel, Pishon Agomel, this person, the Mida Kefusha Modad, that he did not act right. He used the Mida Kefusha. So Rashi says the Mida Kefusha means the Mida Kefuya Modad. Loshen Oino, Kemoided Bishulei Amida. But he when he measured off to weigh out things, to sell things, he didn't measure it the right way. So Kitzah, Shoye Mafsid Nichsei Meluk Shalom. He was ruining Hanachasim. He did not treat Hanachasim right. Lefikach, therefore, Modu Doloi Demida Kefusha. Therefore, they let her get rid of him, even Shloi Befonov. Kitzah was a special case. Mida Koachol Peri, Zemara says now, since the case was he was eating the Peris, Shloikadin, so Pshita Nesuyi, because for sure was Nesuyi. I've Amri Beshamai Nesuyi Lemamano. So there's another Kasha of Beshamai. Not only is it a Kasha that they made the Mia not in front of him, but the Chura, what did he do wrong? He was eating up a Peris, Shloikadin. So the Chura was doing some Shloikadin. So Abasai, it had to be they made Nesuyin already. So if they made Nesuyin already, according to Beshamai, Tamatakasha. Beshamai says in Nesuyin, you can't make Mian. There it says, Tre Kitri Ovidei. Rashi, Shnei Shar Masu Olav L'Rosai. Enechnami, since he was doing something so bad, the Rabbanim made a special kula that he or she has the right to get rid of him. In other words, Beisham is saying, this guy, Pishon Gomel, don't bring any riots from. He was a big Rasha, and for him, the Rabbanim will make all that she could say goodbye to him. But usually the halacha is, she could only make mean in front of the husband, and not shleif in front of. And usually it's only by an Arusa, and not by an Nesuya. We learned before that hachalitza v'amiyunim b'shloisha. It has to be dafka in front of three people. So the chur mantan, who's the tana? Amarava v'shamai, chur goes according to v'shamai. The v'shamai says it has to be in front of a bezdin. Because Beisilu says, after the shleiv of bezdin. So how come before we had miyun has to be in front of three? So Abaya says no. Afilu tana Beisilu. Maybe the first Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, Chalitza, V'yamin and B'shloisha, goes according to Beis Hillel. That what? Ad kan loy karmi Beis Hillel. Ela d'loy bina mumchin. That's what Beis Hillel says now, Mishnah. Afilu shleib b'fnei bezdin, he does not mean not in front of three. It just means you don't need a bezdin mumchin. Avu shloisha binan, it could be you need at least three people, even three adyaitis. But you do need three to make mean in front of. Because the time, like we learned, Beishama Yermrim, Bifnei Bezdin, Ubisilim, Rufnei Bezdin, Shleim Rufnei Bezdin. But Vielu, Vielu, Moidim, Shetzorach Shleisha. It's even Beisilu just means it doesn't have to be a Mumchim. But a Koponim, there has to be three people, even though they're only adjuntis. We have Yosef of Yuda. We have Lazar of Shimon, Machshir Mishnayim. They all even the bigger Kiddush. You do not need three, even in front of two Edim, it's kosher. And Amr of Yosef Bar Yumi Yomar Rav Nachman Halacha K'Yosef Yazug. That's Taka the Halacha. That mean is enough in front of two Edim. You don't need three people out of Bezdin. It's enough to do it in front of two people. Beisham Yomim Timoin. So the end of the Mishnah says that if she made Miyun, then she can make Nisuyin. For the Gemara, V'Amiyun Achad Es Yivna. She made Miyun one time, and Beisham says that all she could do is only make Miyun once. So Pashana means, once she made Mian once, she can't get married again, calls the man, she's a katana. She has to wait till she becomes a gedola. That's what the Mishnah says, but you know, say. Omar Shmuel means like this. At she tagdo b'tiyoyma roitzani b'miyunim horishoinim. Enochanami.
That she's really now allowed to get married the second time. What it means to say is, though, that after she gave her first husband, Mion, now she has to wait until she becomes a gedola, and we'll really see that she really still doesn't want him. So the Mian really is only chal, really, when later she comes to Gedolah and still says she doesn't want him.
Pula says no tartik toni. We're learning two different things here. The what? Oisha timoyen v'tagda v'tiyoros. That's one etzah. Let her make Mian now with her husband, but then she has to wait until she becomes a Gedolah, and then she'll get married again. Or your else, Shetimoy, let her make mead right now. Fitinosali alter, but let her have Nisuin right away. Why does Nisuin right away help? Like Beishamai Svari is once she makes Nisuin, she can't make mead anyway. So she makes Nisuin right away, that's also okay. Tumor says, Bishlay Ma'ula, Hainu Duktoni Yacha Tagdal, still she comes grow bigger. Fitinosai, Smashma, then she could get married. According to Shmuel, according to Shmuel just means we have to wait till she becomes a gedola, she has to tell us if she really still wants him or not. So she should have said, if she tells us she wants him or not. Was that back a little bit kasha? So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Tarti Katoni, so what? Lav lemehedin lemoyin zim nachriti. It doesn't mean to make a mean a second time. Elo tarti milaninu. Mimamenes the umamtenes milieris liacher achatagdol. That's one thing. She can make mia now with the first husband, but then she has to wait to get married another time till she becomes a gedola. Today, in order shleitachta v'timoyin b'sheni, that she should not have the right to make mia a second time. Oy, another answer is imrotasal linosei. If she wants to have the soon right away, she's also muta. Mimamenes b'bal. Let her make mian with the first husband. Vitinos and Lialter, and she has the right to make Nisuyin right away. Tisulam and Mamenes, Libeshama de Nisuyin. Once she makes Nisuyin, she can't make mian anymore. So that would be okay. Beshama just says she can't make mian, and then only have Kedushin, and then make mian, and then another Kedushin. That she can't do. But after the first mian, if she makes up her mind, she's going to make Kedushin and Nisuyin right away, that's Mutter. Because once she makes a second Nisuyin like, she can't make mean anymore, according to Beishamai. So that's alright. Beishamai just doesn't want her to be in the mood that she could always say goodbye to husband. She can't get married once and make mean, and then stop, make Kedushin, and say, let me think if I want him or not. That Beishamai says no. If you want to do that, you have to wait till you become a Gedela. But if you want to make Nisuyin right away, and know you have to stay married, that's okay. Mishnah says, Ezel hi katana. What's called the katana that mean still helps? Ezel hi katana shetzrich lemoin, that she could make mean, is called shesi imoi. It has to be that her mother married her, Ruf, not her father. The yachia, or else her brother. Because if her father does it, it's midiraisa. And mean only helps because the kedusha is only midirabonin. So it was either her mother or her brother. Ledaito, it had also be that she agreed. What about this Yosh Lolidaito? Let's say the mother or the brother married her off without her consent. Is that a Tzrich Lamayin? It means nothing to Kedushin, and she doesn't even have to make Mian. It means nothing. Rabbi Chanina ben Antub Nesaymer, Kol Tinoikos, Shein Yechoyle Lishma Kedushio. If she's so small, she's less than 5 or 6, that she can't even watch the money that they give her for Kedushin, is that a Tzrich Lamayin? Mash Megeni Yol, that Kedushin is not Chal. She has to at least be old enough to be able to watch the money she got for the Kedushin. If she's so young she doesn't watch the money, that's not called the Maaseh Kedushin even with the Rabbanan. So such a Ketana does not need Mian. She's not married even with the Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar Weiner and Maaseh Ketana Klum. He also know, Ela Kemafuta. It's considered like she was a Mafuta. So Rashi learns what it means to say is, Havad he agrees the Kedushin is Chal with Rabbanan. And she could make Mian. It just means for any other halacha, she's called like a mafuta. Rashi Gatoni, that Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, Loitoichel, the Kemish Lanistas Domi. That we say the Kedushim of the Rabbanon is Chal, it's only Chal, the Geir, if she wants to get rid of him, she has to make Mian. But for any other halacha, like she's an Eishas Koyin, she can't eat Shuma. What does that mean? Ein Maisek Tanaklun, Elek Mafuta. It's only like the man is living with her, not with Kedushin. What does that mean? That let's say she's the Bas Yisrael Lekoyin, and the husband now that married her is a Koyin, Loitocha B'Truma. Since she's only Ketana, even with Rabbonin, she's not called married, she can't eat Truma. Not even Truma with Rabbonin. Bas Koyin Yisrael, let's say she's the Bas Koyin, and now she's a Ketana, and she got married to Yisrael, is Toyocha B'Truma. She's mama still not eat Truma now. Because even with Rabbonin, we look at the Kedushin of that Chal. It's only Chal that she can make Mian. But nothing more than that. We have Eleza ben Yaakov Oimer. Kol Akova Shimonish. Anytime the husband holds back, is Kilu Yishtoi. Consider like she's married. But Kol Akova Shimonish. Anytime it's not a holding back,
because of the man, his kidu vayinu ishtoi. If it's because she doesn't want it, then nothing is chal. So Rashi says like this, kol ma'ashi mukeves etzloi, vishviloi, kidu hi ishtoi. Gemara Meforash, Mahi. Whatever she holds back is considered yeh like his wife. Whatever he holds back is not considered like his wife. Sister Gemara will explain exactly what this means. Yeah. All right, stop here.
Yeah, we'll see the Mishnah again, yeah, of Kuv Zayin on the days, the bottom, the Mishnah again. Hey, Zoe Ketana Shetzricha Lamoin, who's called the Ketana that has to have, that could make Mion, Kol Shesiya Imo V'yachyo, Ledaita, that her mother or her brother married her off with a das. Hesiya Shloi Ledaita, and Shetzricha Lamoin. If they married her off without her will, then Bechlal the Kedushin is not Chal, and she doesn't need Mion even. Either. Rabbi Chanino Ben Antignus Leimer, Kol Tinoikos, Shein Yechol Lishmo Kedusheho, if she's so young that she can't even watch the money she gets for Kedushin, is then a Tzricha Lamoin. Also, the Kedushin is not Chal, she does not need Mion. Rabbi Lezer Roimer, Ein Maise Ketana Klum, even when a Ketana does get married, the Kedushin is not really Chal. It's not really called Kedushin. Ela Kimafuto, all it's really called is like she's living with a man. Therefore, Bas Yisrael Lekoin, if she's the Bas Yisro that got married to a Kohen, she's a Ketana, is Lotecha B'Truma, she's not Lari Truma, because she's not considered even with Rabbonin married to him. Bas Kohen L'Yisroel, is Teyecha B'Truma, she's still Lari Truma. Al-Tilchas Kedushin Mechlal, it's not called, she's Mekadeshis. It's only a Locha that she needs Miyun, that's all. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Kol Ikuva, Shimon Ish, anytime the reason why she refuses, we'll see in the Gemara, to marry a second man is because of her first husband, is kilu yishtoi. That's still considered she's still married to the first husband. But kol ikuva, shena manish, anytime she says gabar, like the reason why she's not marrying a second man is not because of her first husband, is kilu reinu yishtoi. That's considered like she really does not want the first husband and like she's not married to the first husband. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what it means. Mar says, Omer Rav Yudah, V'yamri lo b'masnitza ton, and the Brice was not like this. But we're showing at the beginning, Ho yukoisven get miyun. After they made a miyun, they used to write down a get, they used to write up a document. And what did they write inside the document? Lo re'ina bay, she didn't like him. V'lo yitzevina bay, she doesn't want him. V'les ano boil in sevuya lay. I don't want to be married to him anymore. That's what they used to write down in this get. Since they saw she said a lot and they had to write